We're taking a look back at the year in classical music, and that includes some music written today. We picked a few tunes from the New Yorker music critic Alex Ross's list, and he selected 10 most notable performances and 21 recordings for his 2022 list. We'll talk about women composers and performers in particular. One of them is Icelandic star Björk and her album Fossora. Music critic Alex Ross joins us now. Alex, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's start with the Renaissance and an album called Mother, Sister, Daughter, produced by a musicologist who researched women composers of that time. Let's hear some of it, and then you can tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is a Renaissance polyphony, very richly embroidered music of lines intertwining. There's a vast quantity of it from the Renaissance period. And it's a great discovery because Lois Strauss, the musicologist who put this album together, leading the group Musica Secreta, Secret Music, also did the primary research to uncover this music. And it's just a whole piece of music history, I think, which has disappeared. There's a really remarkable name here, that of Leonora d'Este. She was the daughter of none other than Lucrezia Borgia, the infamous Borgia family. But she went into a convent and was active as a composer. It's not totally clear which pieces she wrote, but the point is that in this convent, women were able to make music amid a culture that was generally hostile to the idea of female creativity.
And this is Vespere Autem Sabbati, attributed to Leonora d'Este. So let's move forward to contemporary ages, and let's talk about the recording I Am a Tree, I Am a Mouth. This comes from an Australian-American composer, Jane Sheldon, and this is the track called Through Massive Mountains. Let's take a listen. I think that is the composer herself singing there. What do you like about this album?
Yeah, well, Jane Sheldon, who was a discovery for me this year, is one of a number, large number of important early 21st century composers, mostly women, who are building pieces around their own singing voices. And this is a tradition that goes back to Meredith Monk and Laurie Anderson in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, but you know, also goes much, much further back to the great 12th century German abbess Hildegard of Bingen, and she happens to be a major influence on Jane Sheldon and her whole approach to making music in this somewhat mystical, otherworldly atmosphere. She's working with her own voice and layering it on top of these drones and gong tones. There's an avant-garde aspect as well as this connection to the deep history of chant. And I find it a really enticing and seductive combination of sounds.
We have a couple more to listen to. And again, this is just scratching the surface of your list. But I have to ask about the demographics of your choices, because the ones that we're playing here for certain and the vast majority of the recordings you've chosen features music by white composers. Are we still not getting enough recordings of composers of color?
No, there are a lot coming out. It happens that in my list of live performances, 4 out of 10 composers there were people of color. I could also have chosen Florence Price, whose symphonies were very beautifully recorded by the Philadelphia Symphony this year. Remarkable recent releases by Taishan Sori, a really major avant-garde Black composer who was on my live performance list. So yeah, that's a very active sphere as well. Somehow this year in my list, I was focusing a lot on women, both as composers and as performers, and thinking about just how fertile a moment we are in for women making music, writing music. I think if I were to name leading composers of today, I would end up having a list mostly of women. I just feel like there's this explosion of creativity happening.
Let's hear one more piece of music. This is from an album by just a gorgeous mezzo-soprano named Joyce DiDonato. The album is called Eden, so named because every piece on it is somehow connected to the earth. And we're going to hear a little bit from an aria by the Czech composer Josef Myslivicek. And he was a contemporary of Mozart. If you're interested, people should look up his biography, quite the character. But this comes from his opera Adam and Eve. So let's hear Joyce DiDonato here. Articulation there from her. What makes this album so good?
Joyce DiDonato is just one of the great singers of our time, such a superb vocalist, but also so dramatic, so expressive. And she really loves to engage with our lives, what's happening right now. Eden is a project that emerged from the pandemic, from the sense of this collective crisis, and also from the ongoing climate crisis, and also from a sense of the rediscovery of the natural world that so many of us experienced when everything quieted down, you know, in those first weeks of the pandemic. So there's a kind of meditative quality here, meditation on nature and the power of nature. But also there's rage, there's anger, and, you know, mezzo voices, the lower female voice is always very good at that kind of roaring rage.
Yeah, they get to dig in.
So the aria by Myslivicek is from his opera Adam and Eve, and it's the voice of God enraged. I'll loose the sea from its shores, I'll erase whole cities and peoples. So there's obviously a certain contemporary relevance there as well.
Alex Ross is the music critic for The New Yorker, and we have been listening to just a few of his most notable recordings of 2022. There are lots more to dig into as well. Alex, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. It's great to be here.